Welcome. The reason I have this titled, This Is Not a Meditation, is only because often when we hear the word meditation, we think it's something that we have to do. And if we are meditators, often we hear the word meditation and we sit more upright and we maybe do a posture or a gesture with our hands and it's something that we do, which is fine. But just for this, I just invite you to not meditate and just be still, be open, which actually means doing nothing at all, being nobody, just for a few minutes, not something to take up for the rest of your life because you have to or another thing to do, just as an experiment right here. So if you're willing, just to take a few minutes out of the hundreds and thousands of minutes of your life, just to put everything down. Maybe just already in hearing that invitation, you start to become more aware of maybe simple things like your breath or noises in the room. That's really good. What's it like just to become aware, without any story around it, of maybe just your breathing? So if you just put your attention on your breath, with no story of, my breath is too shallow, my breath is too constricted, my breath is smooth and fluid, or it feels this way or that way. Just putting your attention on it, just noticing. And however your breath is in this moment, it's just right. You don't need to fix or change anything at all. It's really good. And as you're aware of your breathing, you might also be aware of just the sound of my voice coming through the computer or wherever you're listening to this. And then you might become aware of a certain sensation deep inside. And then as you might become aware, as you start to turn your attention inward. And as you do this, you can keep your eyes closed or open. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it can feel so good just to let the eyes close and let the outside world just for a moment fall away. And as you start to turn your attention inward, you can begin to notice if there's any places that are holding tight, contracted or constricted. And if there are, just notice. You just put your attention on any one of those places. You don't have to heal it. You don't have to work with it or drop into it or do anything at all. Just noticing. Simple noticing. And what happens when you just notice these places that seemed constricted or contracted or tight? That's really good. Now the one who's noticing has already dropped in and down to a place that's deeper and quieter. And the mind can still be busy. The mind can do its thing. It doesn't have to stop. But you might notice you're aware of the mind now. And the one who's aware is already down and deeper than the conscious mind may realize. And it could feel so good sometimes, as you let everything go. And in this moment, when there is no time, and there's no one to be, there's nothing to do, just being quiet. That's really good. Sometimes as we fall into quietness, maybe fear arises, or doubt, or anything else. Maybe a thought of, I can't stay here. I need to do something. Or maybe a feeling of, I'm drifting away, or I'm losing my identity somehow, and I need to be more solid. Whatever arises, you have the capacity to notice it and not follow it. And from here, I wonder if you've ever had the experience of joy. Just a simple joy. For some, it might be a memory of maybe when you were a child or younger, or any time at all, maybe yesterday. When you just felt that kind of lighthearted, carefree kind of innocence of joy. And I don't know if you can get a feeling of that now. And if you can't, it doesn't matter. You can just imagine right now. You can use your imagination. What would it be like right now if every cell of your being was filled with joy? How would that feel if joy was radiating out of you? You didn't have to do it. It's already happening. Maybe as you notice this joy, you might notice some places that we're holding automatically start to drop. Maybe even places in your chin or your jaw start to soften in this experience of joy. What if you put your attention on the soles of your feet? Just imagine that there is this energy or light at the soles of your feet, this energy of pure joy. And as you put your attention there, this light or this energy of joy, it might have a certain color, maybe a certain vibration. You can check and see whether it has a color or a vibration or any feeling at all. What do you notice as this joy starts to come up from your ankles, over your knees and up your legs, around your hips? What happens if you just let joy, just in this moment, wash over all the organs in the belly, and all the nerve endings that have worked so hard. I wonder if they can get soothed in this kind of golden balm of joy. All the different muscles and every place in the body, as this joy continues to rise up in your arms and in your chest, kind of soothing over your throat, your neck, your jaw, all your little facial muscles, washing over your eyes and up through the top of your head. And what if in this moment there is no separation from what you calling you, or your name, or your body, or in this joy? What if you are so immersed in the lights or the energy of this joy that you are actually joy itself? If you can't experience that, you can just make believe that you can. It works just as well. From this joy, you might find down deep in the center a place you never discovered before. There's a gift. Joy has a certain gift that it wants to give to you. And I don't know if this gift is a message in words, or something that's given to you that you just recognize. Something that you never knew that you always wanted. Always needed. And you can receive that gift now. And as you receive this gift of joy, you can know that this gift is here for you any moment. And in a moment, you might start to become more aware of your body, of how you're breathing. You might become more aware of how you're sitting in a chair, wherever you might be sitting. And it could feel so good in a moment. The eyes might want to open, and you could notice before they do, and as they open, the physical world may reappear and you don't have to move. What's it like for joy to be in this chair, sitting where you are? What's it like? What will it be like when this meditation ends? When joy gets up and walks out the door, walks down the street, makes a phone call? It could be such a beautiful discovery to see how joy continues to live through you, through your form, taking your name. you.